are listening to Skagway Panther Basketball live from Yakutat. We're here at halftime in the boys game, waiting for the second half to begin. In just a few minutes, we'll bring you back to Cindy O'Daniel calling the game in Yakutat. And that second half action is going to begin here in 50 seconds. So we'll send it back to Cindy O'Daniel. And she can begin when the boys' game gets underway.
Skagway Panther basketball, we've got 30 more seconds left of the halftime. Both Yakutat and Skagway are back out in the gym. They're doing their final meeting. It looks like Yakutat's eager to go. They're already on the court. So to begin the second half, we've got Skagway with 27, Yakutat with 20. As they take the court, I've discovered that my foul tracking is not up to par. So what I have for fouls is incorrect. We have three players with two fouls. Zach has two, I know that. I think Ethan has two. Trevor might have two. But we're still in pretty good shape. So Yakutat inbounds the ball to Rockwood. They're just going to work that ball around, looking for the open shot, being pretty patient with their offense. Getting it up to Kalani Russell, who's at the top of the key. He makes a little move, gets it out to Lekanoff. Nothing there. Tries to get it to Billy Brown. It's swatted away by Donovan, recovered by Yakutat. Over to Rockwood. Looking for something open. Passes to Lekanoff, back to Rockwood. Yakutat's offense not moving around real well. Skagway's got some good defense going on. They get it to Joshua James down low. Kicks it out to Kalani Russell beyond the three-point line. He shoots, but no good, Zach, but the rebound. He's going to push the ball up the court. He's got three Yakutat players in front of him, so he passes back out to Trevor, who's going to drive to the hoop. He tries to go up. He's fouled by Kalani Russell. Trevor's fouled on the shot there, so he's going to go to the line for two. Trevor's having a good game for saying he doesn't feel good today. Free throw attempt number one. He puts it up. It bounces off the back of the rim and out. 7 minutes, 11 seconds left in the third quarter. Trevor goes for free throw attempt number two. Puts it up. And that one goes in. Kalani Russell inbounds to Billy Brown. No pressure by Skagway, really. Gets it over to Rockwood. Dribbles around to Lekanoff. Passes back to Rockwood. To Billy Brown at the free throw line. He's looking for something to happen down low. Tries to get James down low, but he's not ready. To kick it out to Kalani Russell behind the three-point line, and that one is good. Kalani Russell is an excellent three-point shooter. Zach Wassman gets the ball. He drives in. Tries to pass to Donovan. It goes off the foot of a Yakutat player and out of bounds. Skagway's going to inbound. I think it's Donovan. Looking for somebody open. He finds Dominique by the half-court line. Dominique dribbles. Tries to find Trevor, but Yakutat was in the way. Donovan recovers. Nice recovery by Donovan, but then he gets that stolen away by Yakutat. They make a baseball pass down the court, but Zach intercepts it. Gets it over to Trevor. He's going to drive in. Gets it out to Ethan behind the three-point line. Nice little ball fake, but moves his feet a little too quickly, and he gets called for a travel. Kalani Russell is going to inbound for Yakutat. Down at the Skagway end, over to Billy Brown. Some pressure by Skagway. Looking for a turnover. Billy gets it to Kalani Russell. He gets it over to James. Back out to Kalani, who's not ready for the pass, and goes through his hands and out of bounds. So Skagway gets that turnover they were hoping for. Donovan's going to inbound. Gets it to Zach. Some pressure by Yakutat. Zach's guarded by Kalani Russell. Zach gets it across half court. Over to Dominique. Up to Trevor. He's guarded pretty tightly by Billy Brown, who's an excellent defender. And then Trevor's dribbling the ball around, and he is fouled. The blocking call, or blocking foul called on number 32, Robert Lekanoff. On the ground, so Donovan's going to inbound at the baseline under the Skagway basket, looking for somebody to get open. almost had Zach. He gets it to Ethan at the top of the key beyond the three-point line, and then Ethan travels again. He's got some happy feet there. I think he's just moving his feet really before he realizes it without getting that ball down on the ground. So Yakutat inbounds to Billy Brown, guarded by Trevor Cox. He's looking for somebody. He gets Kalani Russell open beyond the three-point line. Nice cut by Billy Brown into the key. Passes to him. He goes up for a layup and misses. Rebound Skagway. He gets it to Donovan Henson. Over to Dominique. Oh, to Zach. He's looking to get open behind the three-point line. He puts up a three-pointer, and that's good. Three more points for Zach Wassman. Now we've got 31-23 Skagway. 5 minutes, 32 seconds left in the third quarter. Yakutat's sort of scrambling with their offense right now. Not really set up at all. Billy Brown made a move to the basket, and he was fouled on the ground by number five, Ethan Goebel. I think that's his third. Let's see what they put up on the scoreboard. Yakutat's going to inbound. That is Ethan's third foul. Kalani Russell gets the inbounds pass. He goes up for three, but that's no good. Zach gets the rebound, and he's chased down by Billy Brown, but Billy can't quite catch him. So Zach's got the ball. Gets it up to Donovan at the top of the key. Back over to Zach beyond the three-point line. He makes a move into the hoop. Doesn't quite get there. Gets it to Ethan. Zach makes a three-point attempt, but that's an air ball. Ethan with the rebound. He goes for a putback, and he's fouled. That foul's called on Ben Rockwood. He's the Yakutat's hero last night. Made that buzzer beater, whatever that's called, to win the game for Yakutat yesterday. Ethan's first attempt is good. Ethan gets the ball for free throw attempt number two. He puts that up. And that one's good, too. So we've got 5 minutes and 4 seconds left. Yakutat's making a substitution. So 5 minutes, 4 seconds left in the third quarter. Skagway with 33. Yakutat with 23. So Skagway leads by 10. Yakutat seems to be struggling with Skagway's defense. I think we're just a little bit quicker than them, a little quicker to the ball. They're struggling to get their passes completed. They get it out to Jensen, who shoots for three, and that's good. Yakutat's putting the pressure on. Inbounded to Trevor Cox. He's going to get it through the backcourt, through the to the half court line. Billy Brown taps it away. He's going to go up for two, and he puts that up and in. Skagway's going to inbound, looking for Dominique about the half court line. Dominique's going to race down to the other end of the court, kicks it out to Ethan Goebel. Nice little fake by Ethan. Tries to get the pass out to Trevor, who was open, but not a good pass. Trevor had to fight for the handle. Trevor drives to the basket, and it's tipped out of bounds by Yakutat. So Skagway to inbound the ball under the Skagway basket at the baseline. Donovan with the ball gets it to Trevor. Trevor, nice little fake. He goes up for two. No good off the back of the rim. Yakutat with the rebound. Skagway's hustling down on defense, so Yakutat's going to take their time bringing the ball up, let their offense get a chance to set up. Billy Brown with the ball at the top of the key. He gets Joshua James at the three-point line, and he puts one up for two, and that's no good. And they scramble for the rebound, and they toss it back into Kalani Russell, who's just beyond the three-point line. He puts one up for three. 3 minutes, 52 seconds left. The score is now Skagway 33, Yakutat 31. Zach Wassman doing a little bit too much dribbling. He gets the ball tapped away by Billy Brown. And they hustle down the court. Kalani Russell gets a pass, and they put it in for two. So that's a quick 10-point run by Yakutat. So the score is now tied, 33-33, 3 minutes, 39 seconds left. That was a very fast-paced couple of minutes right there. Kind of a roller coaster going back and forth between Skagway and Yakutat. These teams are very evenly matched. Team fouls for the half. We've got Yakutat with three, Skagway with one. Again, the game's tied at 33, 30 minutes and 39 seconds left in the third period. Timeout was called by Skagway. Time to regroup a little bit. Skagway's got good energy today. They're still smiling, so that's good. Of course, they could get ejected for the game for that. We don't know. So both teams take the court. Donovan's going to inbound under the Yakutat basket. He gets it into Zach. Zach's going to beat his defender. He's going to go all the way down because nobody's there to catch up to him. Zach puts it up and in for two. So Yakutat's going to inbound. They're going to push the ball now. Skagway better get back on defense. Billy Brown makes a move. He gets it to Kalani Russell out behind the three-point line. He puts it in. No good. Joshua James with the rebound. Tries to put it up for two, and he can't make it. Rebound, Trevor Cox. Trevor's going to get it across half court. Looking for the offense to set up. He gets it to Zach. Nothing there. Nice pass to Donovan Henson, who's cutting through the key. He puts it up for two. So that's a quick 4 points for Skagway, 37-33. Skagway with the lead, 3 minutes left in the third period. Billy Brown's just walking the ball at the court, hoping his offense will get set. Dribbling around, looking for somebody open. Looks for Lekanoff, then to Kalani Russell. Back over to Billy Brown, who's pretty open. He makes a nice little head fake, drives in, and then he gets fouled as he's going up for the layup. I think that foul's going to be on Zach. Oh, nope, that's on Donovan. And that's just Donovan's first foul. So Billy Brown's going to go to the line for two free throws. First attempt goes up, and it's good. 2 minutes, 46 seconds left in the quarter, 37-34 Skagway. Billy Brown to shoot his second free throw attempt, and that one's also good. So 37-35 Skagway, Donovan to inbound to Dominique. Yakutat's putting on the pressure. Donovan with the ball, he gets it across half court. Pretty guarded, pretty tightly, over to Dominique. He's going to put it up for three, and that rolls in and out. No good. Zach Wasserman with the rebound. He puts it back for two. Nice hustle by Zach. Billy Brown's walking the ball back up. Looking for his offense to start moving. He gets it into Jensen. Billy Brown cuts to the basket. He puts one up, and that's an offensive foul call on Billy Brown. Nice. Donovan got himself set. Donovan got set and took the charge, so it's a foul on Billy Brown. Donovan's going to inbound under the Yakutat basket. Yakutat's putting on the pressure. He finds Zach. Zach beats his defender. He gets Ethan, who's all alone down at the other end of the court. Tries to put it up and in, and he missed an easy layup. He tries to get it put back, and he's fouled. Yakutat doesn't like that call, but I think it's the right call. It's on Joshua James. 2 minutes, 10 seconds left in the quarter. 39-35 Skagway. Ethan Goble at the line for two free throws. First one. He puts it up, and it's in. Skagway really showing some good focus today. Ethan Goble going for his second free throw attempt. And that one's just short. It goes off the front of the rim. Yakutat with the rebound to Kalani Russell. He's going to dribble around. Gets it to James, who gets it to Brown. He's going to put up a three-pointer off the front of the rim. No good. Zach Wasserman with the rebound. He passes to Ethan. Yakutat's all over him. He's got to make smart passes there. He gets it to Trevor just barely. Back to Ethan. Over to Trevor. They get it across half court. And I think Skagway was afraid of another turnover coming. And we call for a timeout. So we've got a minute, 48 seconds left in this third quarter. Skagway with the lead, 40-35. Yakutat's got five team fouls. Skagway with just two. So Skagway's ready to go again. They take the floor. Yakutat's still taking a couple more seconds. Donovan's going to inbound the ball right at half court. He gets the ball, looking for somebody open. He finds Dominique in the backcourt. Dominique's going to dribble by his defender. Gets the ball to Trevor Cox, who's going to make a move to the basket. There's a foul call, but I'm not really sure what that call is. That call is on Jensen. Got somebody on the arm there. Donovan's going to inbound to Trevor. Trevor makes a move to the basket. He tries to go up for it, but it's swatted away by Yakutat. Kalani Russell with the block. Donovan Henson gets that rebound. He goes up for two, and that basket counts, and he's fouled on the shot. And that foul is called on Billy Brown. So Donovan Henson gets the bucket to go, and now he gets to try for a three-point play. He gets the ball for the free throw. And he puts it up. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound by Kalani Russell, Yakutat. 1 minute, 30 seconds to go in the quarter. 42-35, Skagway with the lead. Billy Brown's got the ball, driving through the key. He tries to get it to go, and it doesn't go. Bounces off the rim. Trevor Cox with a great rebound. Passes off to Zach. He's going to push the ball up the floor. Dominique's the first one there. He gets a pass, but it's not great, so he doesn't get to go anywhere with it. Passes back to Donovan. Over to Zach. Back to Dominique. He puts it up for two, and the Yakutat with the rebound. Donovan putting some pressure on. Now a little bit of pressure by Dominique. Pass it down to James down at the other end of the court. All blue jerseys there, so he's got to kick it back out. And Dominique with a nice steal. They tried to pass it over him. He jumped up and got that ball. He passes to Zach. Zach's at the top of the key. He's got Donovan up on the three-point line. Zach's open behind the three-point line. He puts it up. No good. Ethan there with a rebound. Nice rebound by Ethan. Puts it up. No good, but he gets his own rebound. Gets it to Trevor, who tries to put it up for two, and it rolls out. Billy Brown with the rebound. He's going to push the ball up the court. Yakutat's already, or Skagway's already on defense, so Billy's got nowhere to go. He kicks it back out to Jensen, to Russell, back to Jensen. Jensen back to Russell. He's going to go across the court to Lekanoff. Billy Brown at the top of the key to Jensen. Kicks it out to Kalani Russell. I'm surprised he didn't take that shot. He was pretty open. Passed it to Billy Brown. They get it to Jensen in the key. He puts it up for two, and that's good, but he's fouled. I think that foul's going to be called on Ethan. Yep. That's, I think, Ethan's fourth foul, maybe. So Jensen gets the bucket to go, and he's fouled by Ethan, and that is Ethan's fourth foul. And the shot goes up, and it's no good. Rebounded by Donovan. He's going to push the ball. He's going to just hustle all the way down by himself. And he goes up for the layup, and he's blocked by Billy Brown. They call a foul. Donovan's doing a little bit of showboating, which I think maybe he might not want to do. I know he's just excited. It was a great play, good hustle by Donovan for sure. So the bucket doesn't go. He's going to go to the line for two. First one goes up, and that's good. So Billy Brown's got three fouls. He's their best player. And we've got a substitute. Alex Ackerman is in for Ethan. We've got Ethan with four fouls, so we're just going to give him a little bit of time. So Donovan gets the ball for his second free throw. He puts that up, and it's in. 7 seconds left in this third period, 44-37, Skagway with the lead. Yakutat's going to push the ball at the floor in a hurry to score some points from Kalani Russell over to Jensen. Kalani Russell throws up a last-minute desperation shot, and it is nowhere near the basket. So that's the end of the third period. Skagway with a 7-point lead, 44-37. Yakutat's got themselves in a little bit of foul trouble. Their best player, Billy Brown's got three fouls. So 18 fouls for Yakutat, three for Skagway. Another great quarter for the Skagway Panthers. I think they really want this win. They want it big, and they're working hard for it. 8 more minutes left in this game. 8 more minutes of full intensity. All right, Skagway's eager to go. They're back on the court, ready to get this 8 minutes started. They just got to maintain focus. Donovan's going to inbound the ball, looking for somebody. He finds Dominique, who loses control of the ball, and he gets it back in, but Yakutat intercepts. So Rockwood's got the ball. Dominique's guarding him pretty tightly. Over to Russell, over to Lekanoff. He looks like he wants to shoot, but no, he's got Dominique all over him. James goes up for two. No good, but Kalani Russell with a nice rebound. He kicks it back out to Jensen, who puts it up. No good off the front of the rim. Yakutat with the rebound. Back up to Lekanoff. Over to Rockwell. Back to Lekanoff. He's going to take a deep three-pointer. Oh, in and out. Nice rebound by Zach. really had to battle for that one. He looks like he wants to push the ball, but Yakutat's just right there. Very smart. The clock is their friend. They want to run as much clock as they can, not taking any chances. Passes to Donovan, then up to Zach. Zach makes a little fake, move to the hoop. Trevor's got the ball, opens himself up at the three-point line, takes a shot, but no good. Rebound, Jensen from Yakutat. They're going to push the ball up the court. Yakutat, or Skagway's back on defense. Yakutat's just not making very good passes today, passing at each other's seat. They're passing the ball around. James gets the ball. Looks like there's a foul on the ground. Zach got him on the arm, but it's on the ground, so they're going to take it out of bounds. They inbound up to the top of the key, over to Kalani Russell. Up to the top of the key. They find James. Oh, Kalani Russell way open. He takes a three-pointer, but no good. Dominique comes up with a rebound, gets it to Zach. They're going to take their time getting up the floor. No pressure by Yakutat. 6 minutes, 29 seconds left. Still 44-37. Trevor Cox has the ball at the top of the key. Waiting for the offense to work. He almost loses the ball. Get it set to Donovan. Taking their time, being patient. Over to Dominique. Makes a move in. Kicks it out to Ethan. Nice little fake. Nothing there, so he kicks it back out to Donovan, up to Trevor. They're going to set it back up at the top of the key. Trevor's making a move to the basket, drives through the key, and he puts it up and in for two. Yakutat with the ball. No pressure by Skagway right now. They get it to Jensen. Try to get it out to Kalani Russell, but Dominique gets the steal. A little bit of pressure by Yakutat. He gets the ball to Zach. Zach's going to bring the ball across half court. He's going to make a move. He puts one up for two. Oh, and it goes in. 5 minutes, 30 seconds left. 48-37. Skagway with the lead. And Yakutat needs a timeout. Great start to that fourth quarter for Skagway. 5 minutes, 27 seconds left in the game. Skagway leads 48-37. 18 fouls for Yakutat, so we're in the bonus. Not too far away from double bonus. Skagway with only four team fouls left, so we've got some fouls to give. Ethan has four fouls, so we want Ethan to not foul anymore. That would be a good thing. I thought that Alex Ackerman was going to be going in for Ethan, but it looks like they changed their mind at the last minute because Ethan is indeed out on the floor. Zach Wassman has three fouls, so he's in pretty good shape. So Skagway takes the floor again. They're just eager to play. They're focused. They have good intensity. Good energy. It's fun to watch them play this year. They've been having a great season. So Yakutat takes the floor. James is going to inbound the ball for Yakutat. He throws it in. Billy Brown is back in the game. He's got four fouls for Yakutat. Kalani Russell to Billy Brown. He drives in through the key. Kicks it out to Rockwood to Billy Brown, who's back at the top of the key. To Kalani Russell, who's wide open behind the three-point line, and that goes in. They really need to watch Kalani Russell because he will score at will if he's left open. Zach Wassman goes with the ball. He stops at the top of the key, puts it in. That's two. Two more for Zach Wassman. Billy Brown's coming in with the ball. Makes a little move at the free throw line. Over to Rockwood, back to Billy Brown. Gets Jensen right at the free throw line. Makes a little move, kicks it out to Rockwood out beyond the three-point line. He puts it in, no good. Kalani Russell with a rebound. He kicks it out to Billy Brown. To James, down by the basket, and he makes a nice little fake, and he puts one up and in for two. Big pressure by Yakutat. Zach Wassman with the ball. He's going to get it across half court. He's going to kick it out to Ethan at the baseline. He's down in the corner. He's still got his dribble. He gets it to Donovan. Back out to Ethan. Zach Wassman. That pass almost got away. Yakutat tried to tip it away, but Zach was able to get there. Trevor Cox is going to make a move to the hoop, and he puts one up, and it doesn't go. Ethan with the rebound, but he can't get one to go either. Yakutat drives the ball up there just too quick. They lose the handle. Ethan recovers, and then he gets it to Zach. So Zach's going to walk it up the court. A little bit of pressure by Rockwood. Zach's going to make a move. He tries to pass to Dominique, but Dominique just couldn't quite get it, so the Yakutat recovers. James with the ball, driving it across half court. Dominique's on him pretty tightly. Billy Brown setting up the offense to Kalani Russell over to Rockwood. He's beyond the three-point line. He's not going to take that shot. Tries to pass to James as he's making a move through the baseline, but he can't get hold of that ball, so it goes out of bounds off Yakutat. Yakutat's got their man-to-man press on. Donovan's trying to inbound, looking for somebody open. Oh, and their girl called for the five-second count. That was a pretty quick five, but it seems about right. So we couldn't get the ball into an open player within 5 seconds, so that's a turnover. Yakutat's going to inbound under their basket. They get it to Kalani Russell, who's open beyond the three-point line. He tries to put it in. No good. Zach's the only one there for the rebound, so he's got the rebound. He's going to get it up the court. Light pressure by Yakutat. Not too much. Not too much trouble. Giving us a chance to run the clock, which is a good thing, except we pass to Yakutat, and that's not good. Zach hustles back down, though, and he gets the steal. He gets the ball back down in the backcourt. He gets it to Donovan. Donovan brings it over half court. He's going to make a move in. He kicks it out to Ethan. Ethan passes to Zach and then to Dominique. He's going to pull up for a three-pointer. No good. And rebound by Kalani Russell. Skyway might want to be just a little bit more selective with their shots. They've got a pretty good lead. 3 minutes left in the game. Yakutat passes the ball around. James makes a move to the hoop, and he goes up for two, and he misses, but he's fouled by Donovan. That is Donovan. Donovan doesn't like that call at all. It looked to me like that was a pretty good call. That's only Donovan's second foul. I give Skagway five team fouls, so we've got 2 minutes, 58 seconds left in the game. Skagway with the lead, 50-42. We've still got a couple fouls to give with only five team fouls. Yakutat's got 18 fouls. So each time Yakutat fouls us, we're going to go for free throws. Pretty soon we'll be in the double bonus. So somebody called a timeout. I'm not sure who. But Yakutat will have a couple of free throws to attempt once they get back out onto the floor. Skagway really needs to keep their composure. While an 8-point lead is nice to have, when you have 3-point shooters like Yakutat does, you can't get sloppy because they can come back in a hurry. So we got to keep composure, keep focused, be really selective with the shots we take. Joshua James gets to attempt two free throws here. Free throw number one goes up, and it bounces in and out. Free throw number two goes up, and that's no good either. So it's still 50-42, Skagway with the lead. Zach Wassman's going to bring that ball down the court. He pulls up for a two-pointer. That's no good. Billy Brown with the rebound. He's going to push the ball. Yakutat's going to start to really hurry here to catch that lead up. Billy Brown kicks it back out over to Kalani Russell, who's wide open behind the three-point line, and he puts another one in. 50-45, Skagway with the lead. Zach Wassman's got the ball trying to get across half court. Yakutat putting the pressure on. The pass gets batted away, and it gets turned over. So Yakutat's got the ball. Ethan with a nice steal. Well, it's not quite a steal, but he bats the ball away. He sends it out of bounds. Gives us a chance to get our defense set up. Kalani Russell's going to inbound the ball from the sideline down by the Yakutat basket. He gets it into Billy Brown. They're going to get their offense set up. Rockwell to Brown. He's going to drive to the hoop. No good. That one's short, but he gets his own rebound. He's going to put it back up, and that one goes in. So two more points for Billy Brown. That makes it 50-47. Skagway with a three-point lead. That 8 points just didn't last a whole long time. Dominique got the inbounds pass on that one. He tried to dribble out, and then he's fouled by Jensen. So Dominique's going to go to the line for a 1-1. We really need these free throws. 2 minutes, 3 seconds left in the game. Skagway with a 3-point lead, 50-47. Dominique at the line for a 1-1. And it goes up, It's off the back of the rim. Donovan with a nice rebound. He gets it to Ethan. Get it back out to Trevor. He got lots of time. Oh, we had somebody with 3 seconds in the key. I think that might have been Donovan was in the key for 3 seconds, so that's a Skagway turnover. 1 minute, 57 seconds left. They inbound to Billy Brown. Skagway's putting the pressure on. Oh, and they call a foul on Dominique. That looked like pretty good defense to me. They're starting to call the game really tightly. So Yakutat inbounds the ball from the sideline. They get it to Billy Brown. He's going to drive in. Nice defense by Donovan. He gets a steal almost, and then he's fouled by Billy. That's four for Billy. So they called Billy Brown for the hold on that one. So Donovan's going to go to the line for a one-on-one. Again, we really need these free throws right now. This is when they become important. Donovan gets a chance at a one-on-one. He gets the ball for the first attempt. He puts this one up, and it goes in. Donovan with a really clutch free throw right there. 51-47, 1 minute 45 seconds left in the game. Second free throw attempt right here. It goes up, and that comes in and out. Zach almost gets the rebound, but Joshua James just gets there. They get it into Jensen, back to James, over to Kalani Russell. They can't leave him much room behind that three-point line, or he will shoot and score. Billy Brown cuts through the hoop. They get it to Kalani in the corner. He puts it up for three, and that goes in. Donovan Henson with the ball, 1 minute, 23 seconds left, 51-50. Skagway with the lead with a bad pass. Billy Brown recovers. Over to Kalani. Over to Rockwell. Back to Billy Brown. They're getting their offense set up. Billy Brown at the free throw line. They get Joshua James down low. He goes up for a layup, but that's not even close. Skagway needs to have just a little bit more patience. Donovan was pushing the ball down the court. He's fouled. A little bit more patience. So Donovan's going to go to the line for two because we're in the double bonus. Skagway with a lead, 51-50, 1 minute, 3 seconds left. Timeout called by Yakutat. Full timeout, so full minute here. 1 minute, 3 seconds left in the game. 51-50, Skagway with a 1-point lead. Donovan Henson's going to be going to the line to shoot two free throws. This is when they really need that composure. The clock... Well, not so much their friend anymore. 1 point is just not enough. If Donovan can make these two free throws, they can afford to have just a little bit of patience. Clean defense is what they need. If they foul one more time, Yakutat's going to be in the bonus. So they'll be shooting free throws. Skagway is back out on the floor, ready to go. Ready for this last minute. Yakutat comes out on the floor. Donovan gets two attempts. He's got the ball for attempt number one. Big free throws right here. And that one goes off the back of the rim. Free throw attempt number two right here. He puts that one up, and that one looks good. One more point for Donovan, 52-50. Skagway with the lead, 1 minute left in the game. I have a feeling Yakutat's going to be looking for a three-pointer here. They get it to Jensen, back to Rockwood. Back to Jensen, over to James, who's down low. They get it to Billy Brown, who's right up there. He puts it up for two, and that's no good. Tries it again, no good. Ethan Goble with the rebound, and he tries to pass over one of the players, and it's swatted out of bounds by Yakutat. We get to retain possession, but we need to make smarter passes than that. Donovan's trying to inbound, looking for somebody open, and then a baseball pass right to Jonathan Jensen, but he loses it. Dominique gets the ball. He goes up for two, and that's good. Skagway with a 4-point lead, 35 seconds left in the game. Billy Brown with the ball. He's going to drive to the hoop. He loses the handle, but James recovers. Nice block by Trevor. Kalani Russell for three from downtown. He makes that one. Skagway with still a 1-point lead, 25 seconds left. Yakutat calls a timeout. 25 seconds. That was great hustle by Dominique. Great presence of mind to pick that ball up after Jensen fell on the ground and lost it. He went and made that layup. So we've got a timeout called by Yakutat. 25 seconds left in this game. Skagway with just a one-point lead. Skagway's in the double bonus. Yakutat will be in the bonus if Skagway fouls again. Skagway's going to have possession under the Yakutat basket. Patience is what they need right now. All they need to do is take care of that ball for 25 seconds. Yakutat comes back out on the court. Donovan Henson looking to inbound. Yakutat's going to put on some pretty serious pressure here. And he finds Ethan. Oh, and Ethan loses the handle. Ethan, the ball was coming right to him, and he was just eager to go, and he tried to run before he actually had the ball. So it's going to be Yakutat ball. Tight defense by Skagway right here is what's important. Billy Brown with the ball at the top of the key, beyond the three-point line, gets it over to Rockwell, over to Russell. Looks like a foul call. I'm not really sure. I didn't see any contact there, but I don't really have a great view here. That call was a foul on Zach. So Kalani Russell is going to go to the line to shoot two free throws. There's 17 seconds left, so even if Kalani makes these two free throws and takes the lead by one, Skagway's got plenty of time to get back, and he makes the first one. So tie ball game right here, 17 seconds left. Kalani Russell is going to shoot for another free throw. We've got a timeout called. Timeout Yakutat. Two great games by Skagway. They just lost a little bit of focus here at the end of this game. Didn't quite take care of the ball well enough, so Yakutat was able to come back. 54-54, 17 seconds left. Skagway's in the double bonus. So even if Kalani Russell makes this free throw, there's still plenty of time for Skagway to get down and score. All they need is two points to take the lead back from Yakutat if Kalani makes this free throw. Kalani's a great shooter. If it's a miss, Skagway's going to need to rebound. Kalani Russell gets the basketball for his second attempt, and it's out, and Donovan gets the rebound. He gets it over to Zach. Zach gets it across half court, over to Trevor, who's making a move to the hoop. He puts it up off the side of the backboard. 7 seconds left. Yakutat with the ball. They're going to push the ball up the court. Kalani Russell with the ball. Last ditch attempt, and it was just off the side of the rim. So we're going to go into overtime. That shot by Kalani Russell was just a little close for comfort. I thought it had a chance to go in, and it was very close, just off the side of the rim. The score is 54-54. We're going to go into overtime. Skagway's in the double bonus. Yakutat's in the bonus. So fouls are now a little bit of a concern. We've got Zach with 4, Ethan with 4. Both teams meeting at the sideline. Coming up for a plan. Hopefully Skagway's got the gas to finish this out. Maybe get back a little bit of that focus they had earlier today. They're still playing with lots of energy, so that's good. So Yakutat's got their best player, Billy Brown. He's in foul trouble. He's got 4. I'm not sure what any of the others have. I think they're doing okay, but that's their biggest concern right now is keeping Billy on the floor. So we're going to have a jump ball here. Donovan's going to jump, and Joshua James for Yakutat. And the ball goes up, and they both don't quite get it, but then Yakutat ends up with it. And then Trevor gets a steal. He's going to push the ball up. Well, he's going to kind of pull up, slow up a little bit. That's good. We've got 3 minutes and 45 seconds left. Trevor shoots for a three, and he misses, and Yakutat gets the rebound up to Billy and then to James, who tries to go up for two. Zach with a nice block there. Over to Ethan. Back to Trevor. Trevor's going to get the ball at the court. Gets across half court. Gets it over to Dominique. Looking for somebody open. He gets it to Trevor. Kicks it out to Zach, who's wide open beyond the three-point line. He puts it up for three, and it goes in and out. Nice rebound by Trevor, but then it's knocked away by Yakutat. Dominique gets in there and swats it away. He gets it out to Donovan, who kicks it out to Ethan, who puts it up for three, and that's short. Yakutat gets the rebound. Skagway's putting on some pressure. Billy Brown with the ball. He's going to kick the ball up. Nice drive to the hoop there. He puts one up, and it goes in, and he's fouled. I think that might be on Ethan, which is not a good thing. Nope, that's Donovan. That's okay. That's just his third foul. So that basket was good. The score is now 56-54. Yakutat with a two-point lead. Billy Brown's at the line for one free throw. 3 minutes left in overtime. Billy's got the ball. Shot goes up. Off the back of the rim and out. Nice rebound by Donovan. And he finds Trevor Cox, who's wide open down below the basket. Nice little shot fake. He puts that basketball up and in, and then he's fouled by number 13, Rockwell. So Trevor just scored a quick 2 points there, and he goes to the line to see if he can convert that to a three-point play. He gets the basketball, and he puts it up, and that's good. So we're back to a one-point lead for Skagway, 57-56, 2 minutes 50 seconds left in the overtime. Skagway's passing, or Yakutat's passing the ball around. Skagway with some pressure. They get it to Kalani Russell, who puts it up for two, and that's in. Yakutat's also putting on the pressure. Ball gets inbounded to Zach and then to Dominique. He's dribbling the ball, trying to get past Yakutat, gets it over to Zach, back to Dominique. They're across half court. He's going to make a little move to the basket. It gets swatted away by Yakutat, goes out of bounds under the basket. Off. Last touch by Yakutat, so Donovan's going to inbound the ball, looking for somebody open. Finds Zach Wassman. He puts that ball up for two. Off the back of the rim, rebounded by Dominique. He kicks it out to Trevor Cox, who's open at the top of the key. Puts it up for three, no good. Rebounded by Joshua James. Yakutat has the ball. They're going to push the ball up the floor. Skagway's already back on defense. They're double-teamed, looking for the trap. They kick it out to Billy Brown. Oh, Kalani Russell wide open. He puts it in for three. Zach inbounds to Ethan, to Donovan. Yakutat putting on some pressure. Donovan's going to take the ball all the way to the rack, but he loses control. Dominique regains it, kicks it out to Ethan. Ethan drives towards the basket, finds Dominique. Dominique takes a three-point shot. No good off the back of the rim. Yakutat with a rebound. Trevor steals it away. He finds Donovan underneath the basket. He tries to go for the layup, and it's good. Rolls around the rim and in. 59-61, 1 minute, 45 seconds left in overtime. Billy Brown has the ball. They set up the offense. Skagway's got their defense all set up. They get it to Lekanoff, up to Rockwood. He's just hanging on to the ball, running some clock. Trevor put the pressure on. They're starting to dribble the ball around. Passing the ball, using up that clock. Yakutat with a two-point lead, 61-59. I'm not sure why the whistle blew there, but I think it may have been just a miscommunication. Yakutat gets the ball back to Billy Brown. Trevor's putting some pressure on. Yakutat's definitely in a stall. They pass it into James. He kicks it out to Lekanoff. Back into James. Back out to Brown. Over to Rockwood. Back over to Billy Brown. They do not intend to shoot. They intend to run the clock out. 45 seconds left. Yakutat with a two-point lead. Donovan fouls. So Donovan fouls to get the clock stopped. Joshua James goes to the line for a 1-1. They're not quite in the double bonus yet. And the shot goes up. And it's off the back of the rim. Now, battle for the rebound. I think that was off either Ethan or Donovan. They were both down there to get it, but Yakutat was back down there to fight with the ball. It goes out of bounds off Skagway, so Kalani Russell's going to inbound under the Yakutat basket. He finds Billy Brown in the backcourt, and they almost lose possession in the backcourt. Dominique fouls Billy to stop the clock. Now we're in double bonus, so he's going to get two free throw attempts. That's only Dominique's second foul. Billy Brown goes up for his first attempt. That one's up, and that's good, giving Yakutat a three-point lead with 37 seconds left in the game, or in the overtime. Billy Brown gets the ball for the second free throw. It goes up, and that one's good also, giving Yakutat a four-point lead. Yakutat calls a timeout. 37 seconds left. The score is Yakutat 63, Skagway 59. Each team in the double bonus. Coach Fielding's down there talking to his guys. Giving them a plan. They need a couple quick scores. It's a two-possession ball game right now. Both teams take the floor. Donovan Henson, he's going to inbound. Yakutat's going to put on the pressure. He gets the ball into Trevor Cox. Back to Donovan. He's going to hustle down the court with the ball. Almost loses the handle. Gets it to Dominique. Back to Donovan. He puts it up for three. No good off the front of the rim. Rebound. Almost. Oh, Dominique is hustling around for the rebound. He almost had it. It was off the tip of his fingers. But then Yakutat almost recovered, and he was back in there to tie up the ball. So that should have been a jump ball call. A little bit of sweat on the floor cleaning that up. So the possession arrow goes to Skagway. So what? The possession arrow says Skagway. One of the officials is saying Yakutat, so I'm not sure what they're going to do. They're going to talk about it. It is indeed Skagway ball, so Donovan's going to inbound. They've got a Yakutat and a Skagway player waiting to inbound the ball. Talk about confused. Okay, so it's Skagway ball under the Skagway basket, 27 seconds left. Yakutat with a four-point lead. Donovan looking for somebody open. He finds Trevor Cox. He's going to make a move to the hoop. He goes up for a layup. No good. And it's knocked out of bounds by Billy Brown. So, nope, they say it was last touch by Donovan. So that's a Yakutat ball down on the sideline by the Skagway basket. And they're going to find Billy Brown all the way down at the other end of the court. And they're going to get it into Lekanoff, who goes in for a reverse layup. And he misses, but gets his own rebound. Billy Brown with the rebound. Kalani Russell. Kalani Russell was wide open for a three-point shot at the top of the key. He puts it up, is fouled by Dominique, and the basket counts. So I think Dominique was just trying to get, you know, the foul committed so the clock could stop, but Kalani was able to get that shot off and into the basket. He gets to see about a four-point play here. That shot goes up, and it's good. So 9 seconds left. The score is now 67, Yakutat. Skagway with 59. Donovan heaves the ball down the floor to Ethan, but Ethan can't quite get there. Skagway's putting some pressure on. Yakutat should just be running out the clock now. 4 seconds left. 3, 2, 1. And that's the ball game, folks. That's the end of overtime. The final score, Yakutat 67, Skagway 59. I can see some disappointment on some of their faces. Some of them are pretty excited. That was an excellent game. I don't think they have anything to be sorry about there. That was a great effort. I think that was probably the best game I've seen Skagway play all year. So we're very proud of them for that. So that concludes our basketball here in Yakutat. The weather here is beautiful. I'm afraid to go home where it's all windy. It's nice and sunny and blue here, but we should be home tomorrow if the weather cooperates. So we'll see you all then.
Thank you, Cindy. And it is sunny here as well for that return. Cindy O'Daniel announcing the game. Oh my goodness, that was an exciting close game. If you didn't hear the final score, 59-67, Yakutat. Skagway led the whole game, and they pulled ahead in the last minutes, and then an overtime loss to Yakutat. Skagway Panther basketball right here on KHNS. Skagway Panther basketball is brought to you in part by The Clothes Rush, open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5 p.m., and supporting the Panthers all season. And from Alaska Power and Telephone, proudly supporting another great year of Panther basketball on KHNS. Thanks for sticking with us this basketball season. We're heading off to regionals, which will be March 5th through the 8th for both the Panthers and the Glacier Bears. And we'll have those games times coming up as soon as all the seeding is done. And it was this game that was setting that. So we'll let you know as soon as we know. Again, thanks for supporting Panther basketball on KHNS from all of our members and from Alaska Power and Telephone, Dr. Jared L. Erickson, Family Dentistry, Skagway Brewing Company, the Municipality of Skagway, White Pass on Yukon Route Railroad, the Red Onion, Clothes Rush and Broadway Video, Skagway Fraternal Order of the Eagles, number 25, and Eagles Auxiliary. This is Leslie Ross. It's just past 4 o'clock. You're tuned in to KHNS Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan. Flashbacks and Fresh Tracks is coming up next, and I'll be sitting with you until 5 o'clock. And we'll get you updated on the weather and the community calendar and listener personals and all that coming up. Flashbacks and Fresh Tracks is brought to you in part by the Skagway Brewing Company, specializing in handcrafted microbrews and classic pub fare with a twist. Open nightly, serving dinner from 5 to 9 p.m. Skagway Brewing Company on Broadway and 7th, wishing everyone a happy, healthy new year. Again, thanks for tuning in to Skagway Panther basketball. Yakutat took that game right at the end in overtime. You'll find those games on the internet if you missed any part of it or if you want to save it or listen to it again. Go to khns.org. Go to the Listen tab and follow the directions to basketball and you'll find that game. I'm going to play a tune here and then we'll come back and get you updated on some of the events you need to know and the weather and all that. Right now, here is Sister Hazel.
Finally, I figured out, but it took a long, long time. Now there's a turnabout, maybe cause I'm trying. There's been times, so all my long time. Oh, but then we're tripping far.